Your voice in Gloucester 104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and the Big Bash has been run and won. I must admit I am still celebrating and enjoying the fact that the Sydney Thunder are BBL 05 champions. And as you'll all remember, we had Nick Guthrie with us in the studio earlier in the season to discuss our predictions for the Big Bash. And Nick hasn't had to go and hide under a rock or anything like that. He's ready to come back on air and talk Big Bash and reflect on the season that was. A very warm welcome to the show, Nick.
Thanks again, Matt. It's good to be here. Maybe some of my predictions we won't mention, but overall I think it was another great season of this Big Bash. It just keeps getting bigger and better. I think that was one prediction at the start that we got right, I think. We knew it was going to be a good tournament, and it just lived up to and exceeded, I think, my expectations, I know. And it was great to see the Thunder win, a great story, you know, after years of sort of struggling, and a lot of people were behind that team, a lot of people were cheering them on, and so to see them finally lift that trophy, I thought it was great and really well deserved as well.
Yeah, and I guess we had to feel for the Melbourne Stars as well, first time for them getting into the big one, and to their credit, performed admirably in the final, but the Sydney Thunder too good in the end, and largely due to one man with the bat, and possibly the help of some LBW decisions going in his favour. Usman Khawaja, what an outstanding tournament from the four games he played. He was just simply outstanding. And we might start with him in our team of the tournament. So we've come up with some players, Nick, and I might get you to run through who we've got in our side and why we think they should be there.
Well, as you mentioned, we'll start off with Usman Khawaja and his form, not just in 2020, just across all cricket. If there's a batsman who's in better form than Usman Khawaja in the world at the moment, I'm yet to see him, because he doesn't even look like getting out, and looks, in international cricket, it's bizarre for some player to look so far ahead of everyone else in such rare form. And I imagine for his sake and for our sake watching that it continues as well, because it was great to watch during that Big Bash. They were just elegant centuries, which is a strange way to describe 2020 centuries, because normally they're, you know, bang smash hitting the ball over the fence. But Khawaja, 345 runs at an average, an incredible average of 172.5. I'm sure we could both just sit here and talk about Usman Khawaja for the whole show if we wanted to, but we've got him at the top of the order. Along with one of the Melbourne Stars' key players who didn't fire every game, but when they needed him to, he really did. Luke Wright. He's probably almost, you could say, the best player across the five Big Bash campaigns. Every season he's up there scoring runs, doing a job for the Melbourne Stars. And Matt, 280 runs at 35. I know he's someone you were pretty impressed with too, as were you with his number, with our number three, another Melbourne Stars teammate of his.
Yeah, Kevin Peterson, he delivers, doesn't he? When the time to deliver comes, Kevin Peterson brings it to the table. And we saw that in the semi-final and the final. They were probably his best two innings in the tournament. And we've got him batting at number three. Loved his commentary when he was playing and when he wasn't playing. Really generous with his time. And that was one of the big pluses of the Big Bash coverage, I think, having access to the players the way we did. And Kevin Peterson slots in at number three. 323 runs at 40.37 for the tournament. I'd take those any day of the week. And Chris Lynn, the leading run scorer for the tournament, probably the most destructive batsman in T20 cricket anywhere in the world at the moment. Hit a massive six in that game against India during the week on Australia Day, 109 metres or something like that, which is totally outrageous. 378 runs at 54. In a struggling team, Chris Lynn held his head high and was responsible for them not finishing on the bottom of the table. He really was the driving force behind the success at the Brisbane Heat, and he slots in to number four. And our captain, Nick, I'll get you to talk about Captain Courageous. We love this man, and he's deservingly in this team and deservingly went out a winner in BBL 05.
There's really not much left to say about Michael Hussey. He's one of the most popular people in international cricket. I mean, how can you not enjoy watching Michael Hussey go about his game? His batting was outstanding. He came in at times when there was a bit of pressure on him when he had to deliver, and he certainly did. 306 runs at an average of 43 for a guy who's now retired from majority of all his cricket. I think he's going to still play a little bit of a 2020 tour he's going to go on, but he did not look out of his depth whatsoever. He looks like he could slot back into the international game. That's how well he was going. And his captaincy was really good. little things like bowling a different bowler every over in the power play, changing it up, things like that, just kept the other team guessing. And that tactical sort of nous of his, I think, was a big reason as to why the Thunder went the whole way, and a bit of a difference in recent years. Even though he's always been involved, he really seemed to have a good grasp on it this year. And yeah, I was thoroughly impressed with Michael Hussey's cricket. So we've got him there at number five. So it's a pretty handy top order, I think, we've come up with so far. And the runs don't stop there. We've got into our all-rounders now, and someone who at the start of the summer, there were sort of question marks over where he was going to go and how he was going to play, but he certainly delivered with both bat and ball in the Big Bash, and that is Shane Watson at number six, Matty.
Yeah, Shane Watson. I was a little bit nervous about Shane Watson at the start of the summer for the Sydney Thunder, more so over his ability to stay on the field and be fit and well for the entire tournament. He batted up the order for the Thunder, chipped in with some valuable half centuries at the back end of the tournament. And it was really his bowling that shone, I think, above anything else, with 9 wickets at 25.66, but taking wickets at key times in the power play there in the final and really leading from the front with the ball. So that's why we've slotted Shane Watson in at number six. And at number seven, the excitement machine, my 4-year-old son's favourite player is Andre Russell. He just lights up a cricket field, can hit a very long ball, absolutely outstanding in the field, very athletic, and I think any team with Andre Russell in it is going to go a long way towards winning games. 185 runs for the tournament and 16 wickets, a genuine all-rounder and a genuine excitement machine. Moving on to our wicketkeeper, Nick, this was a really tricky spot to try and fill. There wasn't really any wicketkeeper that we thought was a standout in terms of their batting and that sort of thing. But we've gone with Tim Ludeman from the Adelaide Strikers. And probably for him, 256 runs at 36, that's a pretty good return. And no one else really excelled in that area. I think we were both predicting Ben Duck would be someone that we were earmarking probably for this spot. If we were picking a team before the tournament, I think Ben Duck would have been highly fancied for this. But Ludeman's got the nod there. And another player from the Adelaide Strikers who we highly fancy at this program. We've got very big raps on this man. Nick, I'll get you to talk a little bit more about the English import who could be spinning a web in the T20 World Cup and be a handful in subcontinent conditions, Mr. Rashid.
Oh, Adil Rashid. Look, as much as you said that, Matty, I'm going to come clean and say I knew very little about Adil Rashid and did not have a great deal of faith in Adil Rashid to deliver, but he's proved me wrong. And
he's proved me wrong too, listeners. I will put my hand up and admit that I was a little doubtful as to the credentials of Adil Rashid, but I'm very happy to say that he is a lot better than I realised he was.
Yeah, more than happy to be proved wrong on that one, because he was great to watch. I thought it was a great 2020 campaign for the spinners, really.
Yeah.
No more of this. As in the start of 2020, when it first came around, your spinners were seen as a bit of a weakness and they'd just bowl quick darts and try and get dots. But now you're seeing them really throw the ball up, sticking to their guns, and yeah, thoroughly impressed with a lot of the spinners during out this campaign. A lot of young Aussie spinners too, which is, I think, good for international game, our international game in years to come. But back to Adil Rashid, 16 wickets at an average of 14, very impressive. I mean, anyone would take that. But he also chimed in with some very handy runs.
He can bat.
Can definitely bat. He's a very handy player for England with the 2020 World Cup approaching. The Strikers, in my opinion, they performed better than I thought they would, and Rashid was a big reason behind that with his all-round game, really, and just another great import. These Big Bash teams really know how to pick an international player. Now, onto the bowlers. This was pretty tough as well. There's a lot of good bowlers getting around. A lot of bowlers who took a lot of wickets as well, but someone whose form throughout the Big Bash was recently rewarded with an international call-up to the Australian squad, Andrew Tyre from the Perth Scorchers, who seems to be just getting better and better each Big Bash campaign.
Yeah, he certainly does, Nick. I like the way he bowls. He has a good variety of deliveries, and his economy rate was the best of the fast bowlers in the tournament from my recollections of the statistics. He kept it very tight indeed, hard to get away. And 13 wickets at 18, he is a very welcome addition to our team of the tournament. And someone who bowls a little bit quicker than him slots into number 11. He is a genuine number 11 batsman. It was very funny watching him come out to bat and face a hat-trick there in the tournament. and didn't look anything like a batsman, I think it's fair to say. I hope, Sean Tate, if you're listening, don't come and find me in the nets and work out how much of a batsman I'm not. But 10 wickets at 24.7, a little bit expensive in terms of runs per wicket and that kind of thing, but if you're going to have a bowler who can impact a game of cricket in a very short space of time, Sean Tate is that man, and he has been rewarded with an Australian call-up, and I think that's justified based on the way he impacted in the Big Bash. I don't think you can just go off raw statistics when picking cricket teams, and Sean Tate certainly deserving his spot. And our 12th man, and proving our theory that we don't just go off statistics, the leading wicket taker in the tournament, Clint Mackay, 18 wickets at an average of 15, and hit a valuable six off the last ball in a game there against the Melbourne Stars, a very tight finishing game. So can handle himself with the bat, and he does mix a good cordial, Nick. So that's why we've given him the fluorescent orange vest and cordial mixing duties. Clint Mackay could have made it into that team quite easily, and I think if you were playing a series of games, he'd probably rotate his way in there somehow and get himself a bowl. So there it is. That's our team of the tournament, Nick. Thanks very much for being with us to talk Big Bash, and I might get you to stick around with us. We might talk some AB medal coming up very soon. So are you happy to stay with us?
Oh, of course I am. Any chance to talk about a bit more cricket, I'm more than happy to stick around and chat a bit about AB medal, a very good night and some worthy winners after a great year of cricket for the Australian team, really.
Absolutely. So make sure you stay with us, as Nick Guthrie will be. We'll be right back with you very soon right here on 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio.